Alert. I'm Frank Motak, Fox News. There are reports that Russian missiles targeting Ukraine landed across the Ukraine border and hit NATO member Poland instead. Fox's Greg Palcott has the latest from Kyiv, Ukraine.
Polish governing cabinet, we are told, is now in emergency session. They are not yet confirming the incident, which left two people dead, along with the Pentagon not confirming it either. But Polish media, local officials are saying it is true that a Russian missile went across the border, hit Poland, killed two people. This raises questions about what possible NATO action this could trigger.
Russia's military denies the reports its missiles hit Poland, calling them deliberate provocation in order to escalate the situation. President Biden today asked Congress for more than $37 billion in new emergency help for Ukraine. The political dust continues to settle in Washington. Today, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy cleared the first major hurdle toward becoming the next Speaker of the House, as Republicans are on the verge of winning control of that chamber. Meanwhile, the Democrats will retain control of the U.S. Senate. Today, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is explaining what went wrong for Republicans in the midterm elections.
We underperformed among independents and moderates because their impression of many of the people in our party in leadership roles is that they're involved in chaos.
Meanwhile, Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is also assessing what happened in the midterms.
While Republicans were tossing firebombs over the wall, engaging in nasty, divisive rhetoric, just spewing forth lies about the election, we Democrats were focused on issues that mattered to people.
All eyes now turn to the Senate runoff election in Georgia set for December 6th when incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock faces a runoff with Republican challenger Herschel Walker. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A federal judge has just ruled striking down the Trump-era immigration policy, effectively restoring asylum seekers now to access to U.S. borders. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has the latest.
A district judge in Washington, D.C. bars federal immigration officials from using Title 42 to expel migrants, finding it to be arbitrary and capricious in violation of the Administrative Procedure Act. Title 42, a public health authority rolled out by the Trump administration in 2020 during the start of the coronavirus pandemic, allowed border agents to turn away migrants at the U.S. southern border to protect public health. The American Civil Liberties Union filing a lawsuit arguing that it places migrants in harm's way and violates U.S. asylum law.
Meanwhile, a court ruling today in another case involving a disgraced movie producer.
The judge in the Los Angeles sexual assault trial handed Harvey Weinstein a gift Tuesday, dropping four of the 11 sexual assault charges after prosecutors said they would not proceed with the counts involving one of his accusers. Dismissed were two counts of forcible rape and two counts of oral copulation. This after one of the women identified as Jane Doe number 5, whose charges were added at the beginning of the trial, ended up not testifying, and no reason was given for her not taking the stand. Therefore, those charges were dropped. The remaining charges were kept. This week featured one of the most high-profile accusers, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, taking the stand. Weinstein still faces 7 charges. He pleaded not guilty.
That's Fox's Michelle Polino. Former President Trump says he'll be making a big announcement tonight amid speculation he's preparing to launch another bid for the White House. That announcement expected at 9 p.m. Eastern time at his residence in Palm Beach, Florida. Stocks ended the day higher, boosted by more signs the nation's high inflation rate might finally be falling off faster than expected. A flare-up of concerns about the war in Ukraine keeping Wall Street shaky, though. The S&P 500 up nearly 1%. The Dow and NASDAQ also moved higher. I'm Frank Motak, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.